Aiyah. This is not the ending. It is not the ending of the listening. It is not the ending of the telling. For it is not the end of the story. In fact, in a way, the story here is just beginning. Many days and many nights went by. Slowly, matters began to change. Oh, Waiea. Elder brother arose in the mornings, his heart heavy with sadness and foreboding. He worried and he worried and he was unhappy, Waiea. Younger brother, on the contrary, arose smiling each day, his heart filled with happiness, his lips giving off merriment. Ha! A jeune moan. Ha! Now, elder brother noticed that younger brother went very frequently back of the wigwam to urinate. He stayed much longer than seemed to be necessary, and particularly at the full of the moon, he stayed a long, long time. At last, elder brother, who disliked playing the spy, decided that for his brother's welfare, he simply must investigate. So he goes out behind the wigwam and discovers that, just as he had thought, little brother is not urinating, but has already gone down the trail farther into the woods. Elder brother follows, scouting secretly until he comes to a clearing in the woods. There he sees young brother in the center of this open space, a large number of people grouped about him. Young brother's arms are opened wide, spread like the umbrella of a mushroom. His robes are beautiful, glowing red, and fluffs of white feathers ornament his head. In a high, humming voice of happiness, like the songs of uncountable bees, he sings to the people, because of my supernatural experience in the land of the Mosquito, I have an elixir to alleviate your ills and all your unhappiness. If only you will come to my penis and take the magic waters that flow from it, you too can be forever happy. And every time the clouds darken the moon, he urinates. And the people catch his urine in a makake, a birch bark container. They drink this liquid that has been granted them as a great boon by the Mosquito spirits. All members of the mushroom cult, all devotees of Mosquito, little brother who is the chief mushroom, the drum chief, the three elders, and three sets of lesser officers come up in turn and sing the Mosquito song. And throughout the fullness of time, these people sing their happy songs, their hearts are strong, and each one does the work of ten. Why, poor elder brother, he did not understand the ways of the red-top mushroom. He did not understand the use of the golden mushroom liquid and the penis elixir. He continued to be filled with foreboding. Nothing good can come of it. He troubled, and he worried, and he worried, and he was unhappy. Oh, why? Now, younger brother did not understand how the sacred mushroom worked either. But he went on being happy, and all the people following him continued in a state of bliss. And so it is, and so it continues to this very day. Now, at this place, and at this time, as it was then, and shall be in the future, all the people who are older brothers, like an elder brother in our story, because they do not understand, still they are unhappy, and they trouble, and they worry, and they fuss, and they try, and they worry. Neither do the younger brothers of this world understand. But still they drink the golden mushroom waters and are happy. They drink the elixir of the great Nisqually, and much is revealed of the supernatural and of its knowledge in this way. It is the Kesuwabu, the liquid power of the sun, the Kesuwabu. Ahau, Shawandamoan, ahau. Ah, yeah?
There'll be a 10-minute break. In